News from the NFL. As tensions remain high in South Lebanon, with daily violations of Security Council Resolution 1701 and rising rhetoric, UNIFIL has expressed deep concern over the security situation, as people continue to be killed or injured almost every day. The continued presence of Israeli forces inside Lebanese territory and unauthorized weapons caches discovered by peacekeepers on a regular basis are both clear violations of Security Council Resolution 1701 and pose serious threats to stability in the area. They also jeopardize the safety of civilians, Lebanese soldiers, and UNIFIL peacekeepers. UNIFIL deputy spokesperson Candace Ardil says the mission is fully focused on preventing further escalation and supporting efforts to restore calm and stability.
We're concerned about the current situation and the real potential for miscalculation and for renewed escalation. Peacekeepers continue to report the ongoing presence of Israeli soldiers inside Lebanese territory, along with repeated drone and airstrikes. This is making it extremely difficult for the Lebanese army to fully deploy and for displaced civilians to return safely to their homes. We're urging Israel to withdraw from South Lebanon as required by Resolution 1701 and to respect Lebanon's sovereignty.
Ardil also highlighted that violations are not limited to one side and that peacekeepers have found weapons caches left by armed groups undermining the fragile stability in the region.
At the same time, our peacekeepers have uncovered weapons and ammunition caches left behind by armed groups, and we've immediately reported these to the Lebanese armed forces. The presence of weapons in civilian areas is a clear violation of Resolution 1701, and they pose a serious risk. While UNIFIL continues to provide essential support to people and to communities, from medical care and essential humanitarian aid to clearing unexploded ordnance, reopening roads, our primary mandate is set out in Resolution 1701, and that is to monitor and report what is happening on the ground, to undertake patrols and other operational activities to restore stability. Sustainable peace can only come through the full implementation of Resolution 1701 by all parties and through a diplomatic solution.
On 24 April, UNIFIL Head of Mission and Force Commander Lieutenant General Aroldo Lattaro met with the Lebanese President Joseph Aoun in Beirut. During the meeting, they discussed the situation in South Lebanon and how the mission is realigning its efforts to current challenges and opportunities and to support the parties in implementing Resolution 1701. UNIFIL's deputy head of mission, Mr. Hervé Lecoq, who attended the meeting, gives us more details.
We met with the President of the Republic to present to him the progress made by UNIFIL in its adaptation to the new security and political context since the cessation of hostilities and his own election. He underlined the good work done by the LAF in implementing Resolution 1701 in southern Lebanon and expressed his appreciation for UNIFIL's support to the LAF. We reiterated UNIFIL's readiness to work even more closely with the Lebanese armed forces. And we discussed as well the challenges and impediments faced by Lebanon in implementing Resolution 1701, in particular because of the continuing presence of the Israeli Defense Forces in southern Lebanon.
On 15 April, a ceremony was held at the Benoit Barakat barracks in Tyr, where two prefabricated structures were handed over by the Republic of Korea to support the Lebanese Armed Forces Civil Military Cooperation or CIMIC office in establishing a new center inside the barracks. The event was attended by Brigadier General Iyad Al-Alam, LAF CIMIC Director representing the Army Chief, and the Commander of the Republic of Korea Contingent in UNIFIL, Colonel Jun Jin, along with a number of officers. Brigadier General Al-Alam expressed appreciation for the continued cooperation with UNIFIL.
هذا التعاون ما بلش اليوم، بلش من قبل حقيقه. نحن واليونيفيل تعاون
This collaboration didn't start today. It has been ongoing for some time. In fact, we have a strategic partnership with UNIFIL. Recently, we have intensified our cooperation and we have several joint projects coming up. This initiative by the Republic of Korea contingent is a generous gesture that supports us in reinforcing our presence in the South Litani sector. Following the ceasefire, we enhanced our regional presence, first in Marjayun, then in Aynabo. And now, as you can see, we are establishing a coordination center here as well.